Has there ever been something that you wanted to do but couldn't? Did you ever stop to think what hindered me in that situation? Being a Christian is not just a title, but a responsibility given to us from God. Have you ever been asked or asked yourself, why are you not a Christian? Well, the Bible has the answer, and with the Bible today, I would like to show you the steps to becoming a Christian by closely analyzing these simple steps. Together, we can find what stops us from getting closer to God. A major reason becoming a Christian is avoided is because most don't know the main reason needed to become one. You may know who Jesus is, but do you know what he has truly done for you? In short, sin separated all of humanity from God. So to save us, Jesus was sent to die for our sins so that we can all have a chance at salvation. In Acts 8, 5 through 6, Philip is shown teaching the gospel to the crowds of Samaria. And later on, in verse 12, we learn that they went on to be baptized and ultimately become Christians. This shows that knowing the gospel is an important step in becoming a Christian. Though it is only the first step, it is an easy step that can be taken by only listening. Not only will knowing the gospel help you understand why you need to become a Christian, but as seen in Romans 10:17, it can help you gain faith. In this verse, we are shown that hearing leads to faith. And with us knowing the gospel, another reason a path to becoming a Christian becomes obstructed is the gospel's credibility being questioned. This is a normal thing that happens, and it is okay to stop and ask yourself, do I believe this is real? 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us that the Bible is breathed out by God, which means everything in the Bible is true. And in Hebrews 11, faith is defined as being assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen, meaning believing in something not seen but has evidence confirming it, which the Bible is for God. In John 8:24, Jesus himself warns that without believing, death from your sins is certain, showing that each step towards becoming a Christian is important. With Hebrews 11 telling us about faith, verse 6 in this chapter leads us to the next step in our path to getting to God. In Hebrews 11:6, it is impossible to please God without faith. This proves another roadblock on our path to becoming a Christian, because you may not know why you need to appease to God. If you understand the gospel and believe in what it says, then you must know that sins you currently have are separating you from God. In Ezekiel 18:20, repentance is defined as turning from all your transgressions, meaning that not only knowing what you did wrong, but doing what you can to right that wrong. Acts 17:30, Paul lets the people of Pergamus know that times of ignorance is over and God commands all people everywhere to repent. Jesus again in Luke 13:3 tells us that without repenting, you will all likewise perish. So you understanding that a change has to be made to get closer to God, how do you express this change? Letting others know what you believe in may seem like a hard thing to do, but there is little reason this should slow you down from getting closer to God. Romans 10:10 tells us that with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. This basically means that if you have true faith and repentance in your heart, then speak from it. Jesus reinforces this in Matthew 10:32 by saying, acknowledging him before men will lead him to acknowledge you before God. Like all others, confessing is important to get to God. With confessing, you now have your opportunity to get baptized. So you've reached the line, the point that separates you from being filled with sin and being saved. You've come from hearing the word to confessing it. The only question that should be in your head is, why wait? It would be such a waste to get this far, to stop now. In Mark 16:16, Jesus puts plainly that you are either in or out. So what's stopping you but you to have gone? You have gone through a path of reflection, and only you can decide what you want most in this world.